The financial picture in this country may make your flesh crawl. Well, it's just as scary when you look overseas. The UN estimates that worldwide, 50 million people could lose their jobs this year. So political leaders around the globe are looking for coordinated efforts to halt the decline. Among them, Lord Peter Mandelson, Britain's Secretary of State for Business, Enterprise, and Regulatory Reform. When I spoke with him yesterday, he stressed the need for a global solution.
If we don't work together, we won't find either the global solution we're seeking or the national solutions that we need. This crisis started in the financial markets. These are now international. They're not simply national. Until we recognize that, we will not be able to deliver ourselves from what is a really terrible economic situation.
And yet, as we look at the stimulus packages that countries are passing, there seems to be a protectionist theme there. There is a Buy American provision in the U.S. stimulus package. Your Prime Minister Gordon Brown had a slogan, British jobs for British workers. So it doesn't look as though things are going in the direction that you say they must go.
Well, the British Prime Minister certainly did not have such a slogan. He had a phrase used in a speech made 2 years ago. So please don't be guided in your understanding of what we're doing in Britain by the quality of journalism that comes from much of the British press. But having said that, you know, there is always going to be a temptation for people to find solutions that give the biggest advantage or the biggest protection for your own people. I mean, you know, it's natural in a sense that people go out and say, let's buy American or let's buy British. But people have to understand that that is one step away from saying, you know, let's not buy, i.e., let's exclude the goods from other countries. And if you start embarking on that course, closing your markets, closing your trade, then you're going to get into a downward spiral, and it will lead us into a much, much worse situation. I mean, a global depression rather than a global recession, which we're just about able to come to terms with.
Lord Mandelson, you are now in New York in advance of the G20 summit in London that is coming up in April. This is a meeting of the world's main industrial powers and emerging economies. What do you expect to come out of this summit? What concrete steps do you think it could produce?
Well, we've got to do three things at least. We've got to make sure that we're all joined up in the actions that we're taking in our own national economies to keep demand up, to stimulate growth, and to speed the recovery. Secondly, we've got to bring reform and change to our financial markets, which are not just nationally based, but give us the opportunity internationally to see trouble coming, to receive early warnings, and make sure that we're taking the action to ward off this danger. Thirdly, we've got to reform some of the international financial institutions like the IMF and the World Bank to make sure that the emerging economies, the developing economies, are able to receive the support they need economically. We want to see the Chinas, the Indias, the Brazils and others growing in the future, because that's where the future demand is going to come from for the goods we produce and the services that we supply.
And so are you confident that this summit will produce not just principles, but real, for example, as you said, regulatory reforms that all of these 20 countries can sign on to?
Well, it won't deliver it in one meeting, no, but it will set a route map for us to follow that in time will enable us to make these changes.
Lord Peter Mandelson is Britain's Secretary of State for Business, Enterprise, and Regulatory Reform. Thanks very much.
Thank you.